It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Ndalama Insights radio program. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela. I'm the host of the show and I'm very pleased today to have in studio Chita Mumba Zulu from Eternal Jewelry Zambia. Chita, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mukonki. Thank you for having us here today.
You're welcome. As entrepreneurs, you no doubt know that having the right team in place is really not rocket science. It's something that you need to run your business efficiently. And so the question really arises, how do I build the right team? How do I put the right team in place for my business? And this is a question that one of our regular listeners of the show, Mr. Kennedy Musonda, is asking. He's based in Lusaka. And he has this burning question, how do I have the right team in place for my business? So we have Chita in studio to help us answer this question. So Chita, to get started, how do you define a team in your business?
So for me, a team for the business is the heart and soul of the business. It's what makes your entire business work. For example, we talk about soul being, your body can't be alive without your soul and without your heart. And so your business can't work without having the heart and soul, which are your people. These are the people that take care of your day-to-day running of their business and their business activities, etc. At the moment, we started Eternal Jewelry with just one employee, and today we have three employees, and then there are two of us who are in management. So we are five in total as a team.
Great. How do you find building the right team? How do you go about doing that?
I think the best way to find a team is through people that you know, because they'll recommend people to you. So you're going to be in search for candidates, and amongst those candidates, you have to choose the best, and the best will come. It's not always the standard, but most of the time you need to make sure that their integrity, I feel like integrity is the most important part of choosing a team. You need to know that you can trust the people that you're working with. It's so important. So we look for people that we can trust. And it so happens to be mostly when you get a referral from someone else, because there's one person that we have that we hired through another person who heard it from another person, and she's been really, really great. And then the other person that we've hired is actually my family member, and I've known her for a very long time, and she's a person of integrity. And then the other person that we hired, actually, we hired through WhatsApp. So when we had like competitions on the page, she'd be like, no, I'm interested. I want to get involved. And then when I was looking for another person to add to the team, I say, this is the best person to have. I think she's going to do a great job, and she's doing a great job.
How do you make sure you retain the right people in place? You've grown your team from, I think, one person to now about five, you say.
Yeah.
So how do you ensure you retain the right people in your company?
Job satisfaction. You need to make sure that your people are satisfied with the work that they do and the environment that they work in. And having worked in office environments for a long time, there's so much that is involved in HR, but we want to be more flexible. So that flexibility, giving your employees flexibility, you know, not to come and go as they please, but if they have a crisis or if they have an issue, you know, be as flexible and open as possible to give them the space to deal with that issue. And we also find that giving them the right pay is important, because it helps them feel confident they can buy the things that they need to look good, to feel good, but also take care of their household issues and stuff like that. So job satisfaction is so important. The amount of money that you pay, the flexibility and your attitude towards your employees.
To continue our discussion, in your experience, what challenges have you faced with ensuring that you have the right team in place for your business?
The very first time when we started the business, I was in the UK, my business partner was in Livingston, and it was a question of, okay, so how do we do the day-to-day activities of the business if we're not even in Lusaka ourselves. So I had somebody, a close relative of mine, she had a shop on Cairo Road, and we said, oh, great, let's start here. So she benefited from us being in her space, whereby she got commission for every single thing that was sold and stuff like that. So after some time, we noticed a few discrepancies, things were not going right and stuff like that. And we were like, oh my gosh, we're losing out, because we noticed even the sales, they were not right. So we're like, what's going on? Turns out that she wasn't as good as we hoped she would be. And it was a real crisis for us, because we're like, okay, so I'm in the UK, you're there, how are we going to sort this out? And my partner was in a kind of job, like most people are, where you can't just take a leave anytime and just leave your job and say, I'm going to Lusaka and stuff like that. So it was a really, really, really difficult time for us, because we're like, what are we going to do now? Because if we can't trust the person who's working for us, the people that buy from us can't trust us either. So we had to start looking for another place. So that that was when the very first time we moved into our own space in North Mead at Lubambe Road. We started looking for a place. It was challenging, because now we're looking for a place, working with someone we can't trust, and you can't immediately find a space. You can't say, oh, today we found a space. It took a few weeks, you know what I mean, a couple of months before we found a space, and we're still dealing with the person that we couldn't trust. So what eventually, when we moved out, now was a question of who's going to work for us in this new space. And we found a lady in the Copper Belt, and we're like, oh, no, no. She was really willing to relocate and stuff. So the day that she was supposed to come for the interview, we sent her money so that she could travel. Next minute we know, no, I haven't received the money. I was like, oh my God, no. It was like crisis after crisis, challenge after challenge. So what I did was, okay, you know what? The best thing I know is there's one person I know in my family that I can trust. So I said, let me send her the job description and everything. She sends us a CV, and we also actually had her fill in a questionnaire just so we have an idea of the kind of person she is and how we would be able to work with her. So she filled it in and everything. We're like, okay, great, let's go for it. So bear in mind, the only thing she really had was eagerness for a job and also her integrity. And she's also a very hard worker. And she had no idea about rings, like no idea about rings. So here we are moving into this little space with our little business, starting afresh with someone who has no clue about anything about rings, and we're away. So she has to learn on the job, on the go. And I must say, I think for us, that's been the best hire we've ever had. And today she's our manager, runs the store amazingly. She's really great. So those are some of the challenges that we faced. You know what I mean? It's
That really sounds very challenging.
Yeah.
In terms
yeah.
of rating, how which would you rate highly? Is it integrity or trust or experience? Because many times when recruiting, employers tend to want to have people who are highly experienced
yeah.
Maybe 5 years plus in this industry and all.
Yeah.
So what do you rate highly? Is it experience or is it integrity and trust?
Integrity and trust. You can have someone who's got experience, but if you can't trust them, nothing's going to work. It's really not going to work. I feel like human beings learn as they go, and they can learn and become everything that you expected them to be as long as they have integrity. I just can't get rid of that. Integrity is everything. Having the experiences that we've had, you have to trust the person that you work with or who works for you.
Great. Yeah. And in terms of, I know you are based in the UK mainly.
Mm.
So how do you manage to build a team locally?
Yeah.
Remote, as in I would call it remote control.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
how
do you do that?
I don't know. I just want to say that in everything that I do, like, I put God in it. So I want to say that a lot of what's happened in my life so far has been because of God, because of His involvement and His help. A lot of things, even just my partner, that's divine intervention. When we started working together, we'd never met. We worked for 3 years together, still not met face to face. Obviously, this manager of ours, we hired her on a whim, and here she is. She's doing a great job. So a lot of times there's divine something involvement in it. That's all I can say, because it doesn't make sense. You look at it and you're like, how can you run a team from all across the pond? I think it's just God's help in everything that we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. In terms of advice to this Mr. Kennedy Msonda, he really wants to know, what is the importance of having the right team in place?
Yeah.
In your concluding remarks, what would you say is the most important thing for a business person to do for them to have the right team in place?
I think you have to trust your gut, your intuition. When you meet someone and you feel something's not right, then that's just what it is. It's not right. So you have to keep looking. You have to be able to not be afraid. You know, things are not going to work out the way you want them to, as you've heard throughout this interview today. Things won't always work out the way you expect, but you must always be ready to adjust and also be flexible as a person and trust that every step that you take is going to lead you to the right place. I like what Steve Jobs says about connecting the dots. He said that you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking back. So there'll be a point in your life a few years later, you'll be like, oh, that makes sense. That's why that happened. So I feel like it's just experience. Enjoy the journey, the entrepreneurial journey, and trust your gut. Definitely trust your gut. Every time you hire someone, trust your gut. And if you believe in God, pray about it and things might go wrong, but eventually they'll work out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chita, for your time. And I hope Kennedy Msonda, who's listening in today, has gotten a few tips on how to, you know, have the right team in place for his business. So for the listeners that want to get in touch or want to hear more from Chita, you can contact me on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604. We have another interesting episode on Tuesday, and we're going to look at what is the importance of knowledge to a growing business. So we want to understand what is the importance of knowledge to a growing business. So join us again on Tuesday or next week. Thank you so much, dear listeners, and goodbye.
That was your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid in Lusaka.